You're listening to Eat the Music, a Kate Bush special, a journey through the wonderful music from that wonderful woman on 94.9 Main FM. And I'm Sherry McIver, and with me is Kate Bush aficionado, devotee and expert, Mr. Gursal Ali. Gursal, we've just been cruising to Ariel.
Well, we were talking through Coral Room about what a magnificent piece of music it is, isn't it? Extraordinary.
And prologue too, of course.
Yeah. And prologue, that beautiful journey through light and sound. But that last track that we just heard is kind of like a signpost for where we're going, because it's just Kate at the piano, and she decided to extend the boundaries of that album track that kind of lasts for about 4 minutes. How long was that track,
Sherry? The last one was 6 minutes.
6 minutes, which was really long for 2005. I mean, a lot of people went, yeah, God, she goes on.
But she doesn't create her albums for the radio, usually, does she?
No.
We're just very fortunate here on Main FM that we can do whatever we want, play for however long we want to.
Coral Room, I reckon, is a signpost, and Mrs. Bartolozzi, another track on that album. It's a signpost leading us to what comes next, which is 2011, and that amazing album, 50 Words for Snow. Wasn't that well received, Sherry?
It was. Suddenly there, and yet the same methods applied to 50 Words of Snow that she used in Ariel, the air, the space, the room, the length of tracks, the concept. Everything seemed to me to be very similar. I mean, not the music wasn't, but her approach was very similar to Ariel, and yet this one just fired the imagination, didn't it?
Yeah, and it was so full of space. I mean, that's how she fires, I'm sure what you just said, firing the imagination, is how she allows the listener to actually do their own thing in their head, you know, with the space.
But she won the British Music Award Best Album of the Year for 50 Words of Snow, didn't she?
Something like that. I can't remember exactly the awards, but, I mean, it was nominated.
No, it was the big winner.
It was the big winner, wasn't it? And, you know, and they called it a lot of people called it a comeback. For me, it was just a reaffirmation of how great the woman is.
Yeah.
Here we've got maybe 8 tracks on the album. So normally we're getting 12 tracks on an album. She brings it down to 8, but they're really long tracks. And you and I spend a beautiful night, I think, one.
Oh, yes, I'll never forget it.
It was 2011. I think it was about a month after the release of the album. What happened next?
Well, Gursal was staying with me. I think I live in Guildford, and Gursal was staying with me there. I actually live in a church, so the acoustics are pretty wonderful. So we had the album up high.
About 10 o'clock at night.
It was about 10 o'clock at night, and with this pyrotechnic thunderstorm just rolled in over the hills, over the plateau, lightning, thunder, rain. It was almost like the heavens were saying, yes, we'll just accompany Kate.
I'll never forget. It's one of those jewels in my memory. I'll tell you, I'll take it to my
heart. It was summer. We had the doors open and we just sat on the, under shelter, but right in the doorway watching and listening. And, yeah, it was pretty phenomenal.
Pretty beautiful.
Yeah, I think Kate would have enjoyed it, actually.
Extraordinary, because the song is devoted to snow and an experience of cold and ice. One of those themes you were talking about. Again, she finds this theme. Again, there's lots of songs that reflect this sort of chill. There we were in the height of summer, but totally in it.
Yeah, totally in it. We're going to play this first single from the album, aren't we, Wild Man? Tell me a little bit about Wild Man.
Well, I think it's just talking about that theme of her being accused of the recluse and this mysterious person who is away from the spotlight. And Wild Man is about the Yeti, and he's the Kanchanchunka demon. He's, you know, this hunted creature who's never seen. And I think she's using that as a metaphor for her whole life. Again, it's a celebration of words. Kate's taken this Yeti and this part of geography, this part of India, the Himalayas, and found all of these words and thrown them into this story about this poor hunted creature.
I think Elvis cracks a mention in this one, doesn't he?
Elvis was in...
I'm getting confused.
But
yes,
it's the same, you see, that it's easy to get confused because...
Yes, I've gone around in a full circle.
Yeah, but the themes are there, aren't they? The themes are there about the hunted recluse, you know?
No, so let's, without further ado, get into Wild Man. It's just an exciting track. It's followed by my favourite track from the album, Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
They say some days up she comes, up she rises, as if out of just like a
sticky fields. Oh, the spooky wood looking for her.
The beautiful Lake Tahoe, which I'm finding very hard to fade down on. But
we're going to go back up to it, though.
It does go on for 11 minutes, so we should probably...
Just say something.
About it, yeah.
What about the themes, Sherry? What about that image of the woman at the beginning of the song?
Yeah, we were talking during this about how she revisits that theme about the lost woman and, you know, the woman under ice from Hounds of Love and... Yeah. Was it Watching You, Watching Me?
Watching You Without,
Me, that's right. These themes are with the dog waiting for her to come home.
Yeah.
And, of course, she never will.
Another Hound of Love.
Another Hound of Love, yeah. I love the way she does that. And that's a true poet's sort of... I was going to say raison d'être, but that's a really pathetic thing to say. But the way of being...
It's one of those things that just they keep drawing on the same things, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Keep revisiting it.
Recycling around again and again, you know. You were saying how, what does 50 words for snow mean, Kate? And she said...
Oh, what was it that she said? She said all kinds
of love in a cold climate.
Oh, beautiful. And this song is particularly about the love of a dog and a woman.
Yes.
And the dog who's waiting for his
mistress. And I can vouch for that love, and so can you.
And so can I. But, you know, this dog is waiting for his mistress to come home, and, of course, she never does.
Mm, mm.
The dog is sleeping. His legs are frail now. I mean, let's go back and hear some of it to the end.
Is a kitchen.
Wow. You're listening to Eat the Music on 94.9 Main FM, and we're now coming fairly close to the end of our show.
How masterful is that track?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. We were talking about the drumming, Gersel, in the break.
She hunted this man down, Steve Gadd. She really wanted to work with him. Famous jazz drummer. But don't you reckon that this has got a real groove, this album?
Yeah,
like
it does.
The first
it really
three
does.
Tracks?
Yeah. Maybe that's what turned people onto it so much. You know, it does have that groove constantly through it.
Yes. Yeah. He's just like driving.
Mm.
You know, the first three tracks of this album take, what, about 30 minutes almost of listening.
It's a very mature approach too, isn't it, to songwriting, to singing. You played earlier, we played Rubber Band Girl and the Song of Solomon from the Red Shoes.
Mm.
And you mentioned that they were remastered tracks. And, you know, you hear in those the mature singer, the mature woman singing, the very different sound.
Yeah.
And, of course, that comes through, doesn't it, in both Ariel and 50 Words for Snow.
And I think in Ariel and 50 Words you get that sense of the mature woman now, the mastership. She's mastered her art. And but also she's attracting musicians around her that are also masters.
Mm.
And it comes across in the quality of the recording, doesn't it?
It does. We'd like to very much thank you for joining us this afternoon.
It was such an indulgence. I mean, hello. But
an indulgence that will be enjoyed by many
people. I hope. Look, we've either switched people on to Kate Bush Sherry or we've completely, they're running up the Calder freeway.
Running up that hill as fast as they can.
From her.
Well, we hope not.
In the concert, Sherry, you know, she saved this song to the last, and that's why I've saved this song to the last.
The one we're going to play now.
Yeah, she, again, the storyteller. She's always been the storyteller, and she got this beautiful story of a young boy and his father, and father was taken away.
It was a true story, wasn't it?
True story of Wilhelm Reich, the psychologist and scientist in the 1950s who was considered too subversive for the American government and was disappeared and conveniently died in jail. And this little boy wrote a book about his disappearing father. And Kate's that little boy in this song. And
well, the video starred Donald Sutherland, didn't it?
Yeah, Donald Sutherland plays the father. She's also had so many other careers, hasn't she, as a film director? But this is a beautiful song and the emotion is wonderful. Of secrecy, of love, of parenthood, of childhood, and I just know that something good is going to happen. And on stage, because she saved this till the encore, us as the audience, and she's there embracing us all, and the sentiment at the end was just saying it couldn't even make it happen.
Yeah.
And
how exciting for you to be
beautiful.
There.
And look, thank you, Sherry, for having me.
Oh, Gersel, I was just going to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for putting this this wonderful show together, because Gersel did all the hard work here, everybody. I mean, mind you, I wouldn't have dared add my little fourpenneth worth, although you did put Song of Solomon on for me, didn't you?
I did too. Yeah. And I just want to say that, you know, Sherry and I are very old friends, and I'd say that Kate Bush is the third person in that.
Yes, she probably is. Yeah, she probably is. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. Anyway, we've introduced, Gersel beautifully introduced Cloud Busting, so we're going out on that. Thanks again for joining us with the music. We'll be coming back to you in a little while with some more specials, not just Kate, but other music that we love.
Let's do it again sometime.
We'll do it again. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, fish people, for tuning in. I'm sure you're still with us. At least they'll be still with us, Gersel.
They hang on.
Okay, we just believe that something great and marvellous and wonderful is about to happen.
I still dream.